and highly principled, a really conviction. A conviction politician. He didn't do what was popular, he did what was right, didn't he? Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And apart from all that, he was also very, very funny. In fact, I thought of putting him in the comedy tent, you know, because he was so funny. And so we've had a wonderful 10 years with him, and we had a fantastic funeral to him. I was in the Abbey, you know, a few months ago, and we were all there, and we're going to miss him so much, because he was so much a part of this, and he was very popular, and he was an A-star, I'd say he was an A-star performer, you know. How can we replace him, I ask you? And really, we're going to miss him so much. And we've actually named the tower, you know, the tower by the meeting point. And so we're calling it the Ben Tower of Strength. Which is all about people pulling together. You see all the characters around the tower. And she was my idea, but I got someone clever to make it. And all these people pulling together, all these different people, different races, and different types of people, working people, business people, nurses, firemen, policemen, are all pulling a rope. And so they're all pulling together to make the world go round in a sensible fashion. And so it's really appropriate to name that tower after Tony Benn. And so it's the Benn Tower of Strength, it's called. And so thanks for coming along. And someone else is speaking. Stephen's going to speak. And also his granddaughter is also going to speak. And Bill's going to say a bit more as well. So thanks for coming to the festival. Thanks for buying a ticket.
Thank you.
And thanks for supporting the event. And it's 44 years now we've been running it for you. So quite a good run. 44. Thank you very much.
Michael English, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Michael, for your continued support for Left Field. I can't think of another major festival anywhere in the UK or Europe that would let a bunch of lefties have a big tent like this, so thank you. And Tony did come down every year, but before he came down, he had an advance party that he sent down to make sure that the kettle was on, the tea was brewed, and there were enough tea bags to sustain him while he was with us. And his advance party was always Left Field stalwart, his granddaughter, Emily Benn. Recently elected as a Labour councillor in South London.
Hi everyone, my name's Emily Benn. I was privileged and honoured enough to be the granddaughter of the big guy, Tony. I can't tell you how much I miss him, and we all miss him, but I had the intense privilege and sometimes strange experience of coming down to Glastonbury with him every year in the past few years. There are not many people whose Glastonbury companion is their 88-year-old grandfather. Luckily he was just here for the day, so I could experience the rest of the festival while he wasn't here and then be sensible just for the 6 hours that I was with him. But I cannot tell you how much he loved speaking here and seeing all of you. Your support and encouragement to him kept him going. He looked forward to this day all year, and when I was talking to him in February this year, when sadly we knew that perhaps he wouldn't come here again, the one thing he wanted me to tell you all was thank you. The experiences and the love that he felt coming here was second to none, and it's a wonderful gift you gave him, and he never forgot it. And you know, as a family, as a Benn family, we will never forget it. It was the most intense and incredible privilege to have been here with him, and thank you. Say is on that fantastic photo of him, look how brilliant he looks up there in action speaking. What an incredible guy. Look at the phrase it says, he encouraged us. He always said that on his epitaph he wanted that phrase, he encouraged us. I cannot tell you how much he gave encouragement to me in my life. I hope that you feel he encouraged you in whatever you wanted to do. It didn't matter whether you agreed with him, whether you didn't. It didn't matter what in the world that you wanted to do. He wanted you to know that he was with you. Anything he wanted to do, he would support and encourage you for the rest of your life. And while sadly he's no longer here, that encouragement, that love, and that inspiration will never end. So thank you so much, Glastonbury, for everything you gave us and everything you gave him.
Emily Bend, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And our final speaker is a Glastonbury version. It's his first time down on the site, but he wanted to be here today to be part of this. Please welcome Tony's eldest son, Stephen Benn.
Thank you. I'm Emily's dad. And I'm here to express the support of all the family, including my generation, for the wonderful welcome that you gave him over all the years that he was here. He loved Glastonbury. He loved coming here. He loved talking and debating. And as you've heard from Emily, we were all very pleased and proud of the welcome that you gave him, and we will never forget it. And it is true, if you look at that banner above you, that on his grave, those words will be there. And I hope that when you think of him, you will think of the encouragement and the inspiration that he gave you. I'd like to thank you, Michael, for having renamed the tower in his memory. And when he did come here and discuss and debate with you, I'm sure some of you might have been here in this tent or its predecessors when he gave you five questions to put to people with power. They were very simple. First, what power do you have? Secondly, where did you get it? Thirdly, in whose interests do you exercise it? Fourthly, to whom are you accountable? And fifth, how did we get rid of you? Final word to you is never stop asking those questions. Thank you very much.
Stephen Benn, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Tony was a great friend of Glastonbury, a real supporter of the left field. He was our ultimate headline act. He always filled the tent for us. He always got a standing ovation. He was always backstage in the green room, come mud or sunshine, talking to people, discussing politics, and the epitaph that he asked for, he encouraged us. That's what we dedicate ourselves here at Left Field to doing. Music alone cannot change the world, but it can offer people encouragement. And if over this weekend with our debates and our songs and our comedy, we can encourage you to go out there and change the world, to do your part in changing the world, then we will feel that we have done our small part to try and live up to Tony Benn's legacy. We have a short film we would like to show to you, which is all of it shot here in these green fields. This is Tony Benn at the left field. Thank you very much. Country that has always been there, that was always asked questions of those in power. And in some ways, this festival, parts of it anyway, down this neck of the woods, still embody that non-conformist dissenting tradition. So I was trying to think of a song to sing at the end here, the close. Tony famously didn't appreciate my rewriting of the Internationale, so I won't be trotting that out. I thought a little bit about a red flag as well, but in the end, I thought about that, where Tony's politics came from. They didn't come in, like so many of the left in the 20th century, from the Marxist tradition. They came more from what you might call, I suppose, a Christian socialism, the socialism that was in the Bible that inspired the levellers, inspired the diggers, the Chartists, so many of our own political traditions here in this country came from that background. And ultimately, to me, it's the politics of William Blake. And that's what's here in this festival, that's what inspires, I feel, what we're doing here, what Michael touches on, what Tony touched on. So really there could only be one song for us to sing together at the end of this, and it would have to be this one. So let's sing it together. And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's pastures green? And was the